Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. The Lord hides us, protects us, watches over us. What a God we have. What a precious Savior. That was Guy Penrod, one of the great gospel singers of our day. Well, we're back in studio to talk about Manna from Heaven. Isn't it wonderful to know that the Lord would have us to be fed each and every day with words from God, from words from heaven? We've been studying this psalm, Psalm 127. We are focused on verse 2. Our series title is The Lord Gives His Beloved Sleep. The Lord Gives His Beloved Sleep. This is in connection with Psalm 55:22 and 1 Peter 5:7. It reads, "It is vain to rise up early and to sit up late, bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep." Let us pray. Lord, we come to you because you are our Father. We come to you because you are indeed our provider and our protector. We come to you, Lord, because who else shall we go to? It is futile to trust in man. The Bible says, "Cursed is the man who trusted in the arm of flesh, but blessed is he who his defense is the arm of the Lord." We come to you, Lord, believing that you are the rewarder of those that diligently seek you. And we seek you not for rewards, but we seek you because you loved us. And now in turn, we love you. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. Bless the study. In Jesus' name, amen. If you go to page 2 in your outline, we're going to have to do some configurations here. The Thursday lesson is obviously for today, so you want to scratch off Thursday, August 25th, and put Friday, the 26th. The Friday lesson, you want to scratch that off and put Saturday. And the Saturday lesson, you want to scratch out Saturday, you want to cross it out and put Sunday. I wasn't in studio yesterday because I was in bed. Tuesday was a pretty busy day, and I was Tuesday of this week, and I was out making some visitations, and I was caught in the rain twice. Didn't have an umbrella, and I got wet, and then I got into the air-conditioned car, then I got home, and the next day, Wednesday, I wasn't feeling well. I was a little under the weather, a little feverish. But that's because, again, I got caught in the rain on Tuesday and I didn't have an umbrella and I was kind of soaked and was sitting in the car with the air conditioning on, soaked. But, you know, so yesterday, Thursday, I was just in bed all day. Didn't want to get out of bed, was feverish. And, of course, I've been battling bronchitis since I was a little boy, so that's why we had no manna yesterday. I just didn't have the will to get out of bed. So here we are. Here we are. And Pastor Harry, I'm doing a radio broadcast. I'll call you back. That was Pastor Harry in real time calling. God bless him. Well, like I said, I was in bed yesterday and getting my strength back. And so we're back in studio today, Friday. And today we're talking about our benevolent Father. Look at the text again. It says, "It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. That's it. The Lord gives us. The Lord is a benevolent father. He gives. The word here gives in Hebrew is a noun. It is the word nathan. This noun means that someone is placing something into someone else's hands. The someone being God. God is the one who gives. A text I want you to consider is James chapter 1, verse 17. James 1, 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Look at this wonderful text. Every good and perfect gift. Everything that will benefit us and everything that will mature us. The word good is the word here good tends to give us the idea that God is giving something that will benefit us. And the word perfect here means that God is giving something that will mature us. Every gift that will benefit us and every gift that will bring us into maturity is from above and comes down to us from the Father of lights. Now, this word light here, again, when it's God is light and in him there is no darkness, it's speaking of physical light. God is indeed physical light. We read in the future of the New Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem will not need a power plant. The New Jerusalem will not have electrical wiring running through it, because the Bible says that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit light up the city. They are the light of that city. There's no need for lights. They are the light. They're it. So every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness. God is not changing. God isn't happy today and mad tomorrow. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is consistent. You can trust in the fact that God is consistently the same each and every day. There's no variableness, neither is there any shadow of turning. There's not a smidgen, not even a smidgen of change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I want you to notice that he is the one who gives. It says, again, look at the text. For so he giveth. Now, I'm 63 years old, and I can look back at my life in the decades of as a child in the 1960s, and I can look back and see all the things that God gave me in the 1960s as I recollect in my mind. Then in the 1970s were my teenage years, and I can look back and I can say, wow, look at all the stuff, or look at all the things that God provided me in the 70s. Then I can look back in the 80s, I can look at certain turning points in my life, different situations that I encountered in the 80s, and I can say, I can see God just giving me things in the 80s, the same thing in the 90s, the same thing in the 2000s. I can look back over every decade of my life, and I can actually see God's providential care. I can look back, I can start to write down, if I was to have different columns, if I was to have a column for the things God gave me in the 60s and the things God gave me in the 70s and in the 80s and the 90s and so forth and so on, if I was to write down, and of course I wouldn't be able to remember everything, I probably would be able to remember the key points. But ever since I came into existence, God has been giving me. He's a giver. So I don't need to worry about being short today. If I'm short today, if I'm lacking today, I don't need to worry. Why? Because how did I make it thus far? How did I get it to, how did I get to 2022? I've gotten to 2022 because he's been giving me. Not because I gave myself, but because God, in his goodness and his mercy and in his grace, he has seen me through every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year, every single decade. I look back over my life, and it's all God giving me. He giveth. He's a giving God. You know, one of the things my parents taught me early on was to say grace. I used to fold my little hands as a boy. My mother used to say, okay, little Michael, and she would say this in Spanish, all right, let's say grace. And she would say this one, vamos a dar gracias, right? We're going to give grace. And I would fold my little hands and close my eyes tight. And, you know, I would thank God for our food on the table. That's what, you see, we're giving God thanks for what we have on the dinner table. We're giving God thanks. We're giving him praise. We're giving him recognition because he is the God who gives. Isn't this what we learned in the Lord's Prayer? Isn't this what Jesus taught us when he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And not just give us our daily sustenance, but also give us forgiveness. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. In other words, give us protection. Guide our steps. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Keep us away from Satan. Don't let him intrude our lives. Give us 24-hour protection from the enemy of our souls. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Lord giveth. The Lord giveth. Every job I've ever had, I acknowledge has come from God. Everything, every break. You know, we talk about if I can only get a good break. If I could, if you know, the old saying in the neighborhood was, if I can only catch a break. You know, you're unemployed, you're looking for work, you're reading the classified ads, you're going to the interviews, and you're just praying for a break. Lord, just give me a break. Every break I've ever gotten, every job, I can look back and I can see the hand of God. He giveth. So now, in that context, knowing that for all of these 63 years, he's been giving me everything I've ever needed, why then in the world am I rising up early, losing sleep after 63 years? Why am I panicked after 63 years of him taking care of me? Why am I sitting up late worrying about this or that? After him taking care of me for 63 years, no. You know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to go do what I did yesterday and what I've been doing today. I'm going to go take a nap. My body's a little achy. I feel fatigued. I feel run down. I just feel like I just want to crawl into bed, snuggle up to my pillow, and just get a couple of Z's. After I go to bed, And after I get some rest, I'm going to get up refreshed. I'm going to get up with a positive outlook. Why? Because he gives his beloved sleep. Don't worry over anything. At this late stage, you know, David put it this way. He says, I was once young and now I'm old. That applies to me. I remember when I was in my 20s. Oh, my goodness. How I burned the candle at both ends in my 20s. The kind of stuff I did, I mean, I was the Energizer Bunny at 20. David says, I was once young, but now I'm old. David says, I can't do what I used to do in my 20s. And he goes on to say, in all that time, in all those years, in my youth and now in my old age, I can tell you from experience, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Why are you losing sleep? Why are you worrying so much? Hasn't he, the Lord, brought you this far? Hasn't the Lord carried you, as it will, on eagle's wings? Hasn't God lifted you above every storm in your life and has brought you to this place? The place where you stand today? The land of blessing, the land of goodness? Hasn't God protected you from the evil one? Hasn't he given you your daily bread all these years? Go take a nap. Go rest. Go hide yourself in the cleft of the rock. I love you, saints. I look forward to coming back tomorrow, Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm going to have this manna at 11 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., I'm going to have manna from heaven. So you come on. I'm going to play some gospel music for you. I know we won't be at church this Sunday. I know we will not be at church. But that said, I will have manna from heaven for you at 11 a.m. Sunday morning. God bless you all. I leave you again with Guy Penrod, and the song is Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. Remember, if you do like I did, if you do a column for the 1960s and a column for the 1970s and a column for 1980s, so forth and so on, and you start writing down everything God's done for you, you'll be blown away. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and you will see what the Lord has done.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings. the conflict, whether great or small. Do not be disheartened, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will ascend. Help and comfort, give it to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings. God has.